How do you do? Most of us would rather watch a car race than participate, but not the man in this story. He lived for the excitement of the parade lap, the flag dropping, the clay and asphalt track turning at breakneck speed under his car. Despite the danger, he raced to win and still does, though not with cars. He's in a different race ever since his heart and mind and life were unshackled.
I can sneak right in.
You better get yourself a hot car first with a good engine.
Oh, what do you mean? This baby can fly.
Like an elephant.
Oh, watch me. I'm going to do it.
Mickey, don't. What if you crash?
I won't crash.
You don't even have safety belts. Mickey, let me out.
Oh, too late for that. Hang on, buddy. Quick.
From the crossroads of America and the heart of God, this is Unshackled. True life stories that proclaim the good news, dramatized and produced in Chicago by Pacific Garden Mission. People living on the streets get very little rest. Days are spent searching for food and being told to move on. Nights are spent trying to keep warm and safe. How much rest can you get sleeping under a bridge or out in the open night, fearing for your life? Well, that's why Pacific Garden Mission keeps the doors open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, offering refuge to the homeless. Each one is greeted with kindness and love. Each one is given a meal, fresh clothing, and a clean bunk, and all without charge. New life begins for many at the old lighthouse, where pastors and counselors lead them to a way they've never been. Into freedom from the past, and into a future full of hope and joy with the one who says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And now for broadcast around the earth, here's program number 2504 in the series Unshackled, the program that makes you face yourself and think. You don't have to be fearless to race cars, risking injury or sudden death for that adrenaline rush. The man in our story wasn't fearless, but he plunged ahead driven by an unknown desire. That need has been fulfilled. And this is the story of how he reached that point, the true story of Mickey Carter, right now on Unshackled.
Let me say right off the bat that I knew God was real by the time I started school, even though my family never went to church. Walking to school, I had to cross a creek. And seeing the beauty of nature, the water, the rocks, and the trees, I said, "God, I believe in you." I knew someone had created those awesome works, and that conviction never left me. Neither did my ornery nature, which erupted right after we moved from Georgia to Florida.
Don't slam the door so hard, Mickey.
I'm mad. I want to move back to Georgia.
Why?
Because the kids all made fun of me today. That's why they called me a hick from the sticks.
Why would they do that?
It's my overalls and this shirt. Nobody wears overalls to school down here.
Mickey, honey, I'm sorry, but it's all we can afford right now.
I gotta wear something different, Mom. Even the teachers laugh.
Well, now that's wrong. Your clothes are clean and neat, and they have no right to make fun of you.
I'll leave my cap at home tomorrow, and they better not laugh.
Eventually, I fit in at school. While at home, I was like any other kid and tried my mother's patience. Just before I was 12, she said, "Okay, your sins are on me now, but after you're 12, they're on you." Scared the liver out of me. The day I turned 12, I worked hard at being good but failed and knew I was in trouble with God from then on. My grandmother lived with us, and it didn't help that she was always reading the Bible. One Sunday night, when I was about 14, I was downtown sitting outside the big hotel.
Come on, Mickey, hop in.
Whoa.
Hey, Mickey.
Wow. I've never seen a car this new. Where'd you get it?
My dad just bought it, brand new.
And he let you drive it?
I told him I was going to church. Come on, we're going to have a blast. Well, we've been to Winter Haven. Where else can we go now?
How much longer can you stay out?
Well, church is half over.
How about the old road to Florida?
Hey, yeah, that has some neat curves on it.
This baby can really go.
Hey, how fast have you taken that turn up ahead?
Oh, about 65.
I'll do better than that.
Okay, here we go. Oh.
There were 7 boys in that car, or what was left of it, and there wasn't a sound, just darkness. I lay there and thought I was dead and the fires of hell would erupt any minute. Kept thinking, it's too late now. Expected the devil to appear. Instead, a man looked through the window at us and said, "Are you all dead?" So stupid.
Calm down. Where can you go? You gotta go home and face the music.
You don't understand. It's Dad's new car. I don't even think he paid insurance on it. He paid cash.
All right, yeah, but nobody was hurt bad. We all alive. Now, take it easy.
I might as well be dead. He's gonna kill me.
Oh, man, I've learned a lesson. I'm never gonna drive fast like that. I'm gonna toe the line from now on.
We made all kinds of promises to each other, none of which we kept. As I got older, I skipped school and got in trouble with the law for traffic violations. And by the time I was in the 11th grade, I wouldn't even answer the door at home. I'd have my younger brother open the door while I waited to run out the back. One of my friends even went to prison. I tried to keep Mom and Dad from knowing how bad I was.
Come on in this store, Mickey. Let's see if we can find you a suit for the prom.
I don't need a new suit, Mom.
Sure you do. You've never had one, so it's about time.
We can't afford it.
I want you to feel proud, Mickey. We're proud of you. And you're not going to the prom looking like a hayseed. Now, try this one on.
But, Mom!
It's not that expensive. We can afford a suit for you, and that's final.
I longed to tell her that I might not even be around for the prom. That I had been expelled for a few days. But I kept silent in my misery, wishing I could run the clock back and start over with a clean slate. There was no way. So I carried on and managed to do better my senior year. Sometime after graduation, I drove to the racetrack with a buddy, and that's when I muscled in on the race. Didn't bother to pay the entrance fee, just put my car in gear and took off down the track.
Whoa! Ha ha ha!
Mickey, oh. Mickey, look out!
Oh, man, this is wild!
Hey, you almost hit that guy!
That's part of the fun!
you're crazy, man, crazy!
I'm having a ball!
Hey, you better get off the track. Hey, that guy looks really mad. He's stopping.
Oh, he's just getting out of my way. This is more fun than bumper cars.
Maybe for you.
Oh, all right, I'll pull over.
Here he comes, and he does not look happy.
Son, if you're gonna be a race driver, somebody's gotta teach you the lesson you won't forget. I'll show you how.
You can have my seat. I've had enough.
Well, that guy taught me about driving. Told me I caught on good. And racing got in my blood. I didn't have much money. But I fixed up an old car and got ready to enter my first race. Properly, this time.
I'm all set. All right.
Hey, that's a football helmet, Mickey, not a racing one.
That's the best I could do. Got it at the gym.
Man, better than nothing, I guess. You ready?
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
Nah.
Well, what do you got for a safety belt?
This rope. Help me tie it.
Hold still.
Now, tie it good.
Now, what happens if you get in trouble?
I'm not going to get in trouble.
Yeah, but what if you do?
Well, I got a knife in the glove compartment. I just cut the rope.
Man, am I glad I'm not going along on this ride.
Whoever says they're not afraid is not telling the truth. But once the flag dropped, I drove as if I were invincible, night after night at high speed, dodging in and out, looking for a way to win. I rose in the point standings and gained a sponsor and better cars, faster. There were accidents, and with the flash of fire came the flash of fear. But fear got shoved in the trunk of my mind until... One night, there came the inevitable, unforgettable wreck.
Oh!
Oh! Is he alive?
He's moving.
We're going to get you out of there, buddy. Oh! Hang on.
Oh! What is it?
Oh, man. He's pinned like a fish. The guardrail. Skewered him right through the door.
There's no way he can live through that.
I've never seen anything like it.
Hey, somebody get a blowtorch. We got to cut
the
metal off.
Get a blowtorch over here.
I saw I wasn't taking the corners real good, but this...
Talk about a freak accident.
Get that blowtorch fast!
In a moment, we'll learn how that accident affected Mickey's life. Nothing expresses love as much as an unexpected, undeserved gift. And that's what Christmas is all about, God's gift to mankind. Our purpose at Pacific Garden Mission is sharing God's love with others, specifically the homeless. Any day of the year, we offer them clean, used clothing free. At Christmas, we like to give them something new, something all their own. We never ask for donations except at Christmas time, when we really need your help. Won't you join us in making some homeless person feel loved by sending a present? Elaborate or expensive gifts are not necessary. Street people need the basics: socks and gloves, underwear and toiletries, shirts or trousers. Anything like that in any size for men or women. And children need the same, as well as toys or books. And please don't even wrap the gift. We'll do that when we match it with the appropriate person. You're welcome to send wrapping paper or ribbon to be used once the gift is selected. A few moments of your time, a few dollars, could change someone's life forever. Mail your donation or gift to Pacific Garden Mission, Chicago, Illinois, 60605. Our email address is unshackled@pgm.org.
I pulled my car to a stop and helped with the rescue efforts. This man, who had mortgaged his house to build a racing car, now gripped the steering wheel in agony. And all the while, as we worked to get him free, as we cut the metal and slid him off, leaving a trail of blood, I kept thinking, what if it was me? What if it was me? Well, he died shortly after we pulled him out, and I kept thinking, where would you go if it was you? I thought about God that night, but the next week when the race started, I was at the wheel again. Racing was in my blood, and I knew Grandma didn't like it, but she just kept on reading her Bible.
If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned.
So long, Grandma!
Are you going out racing again, Mickey?
I sure am.
Son, what you're doing is wrong.
Grandma, I don't want to hear it. Racing is perfectly legal.
You're going to get killed out there. You're going to die and go to hell, and I'm trying to prevent it.
It's my life, and I'll live it the way I want.
There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs chapter 14.
Don't you read that book to me. I don't believe in that book.
This is the word of God.
It's a man who wrote that book, and I'm not going to listen to it.
He that finds his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it.
I didn't want to think about God because I thought he had it in for me. But Grandma was always there by the door when I left, reading the Bible out loud. Then a good friend of mine died of a heart attack, and I went to his funeral. I'd never been to church before. Didn't know what the preacher was talking about when he said, except a man receive Jesus Christ as his personal Savior, he can't go to heaven. Not long after that, I won a race in Orlando and was forced to think about God again.
Hey, here comes Mickey to pick up his winnings.
Oh, yeah.
You did all right by yourself in that, Mickey.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather have money than a trophy, but you take what you can get.
Hey, don't feel guilty about it either, like that bozo.
What bozo?
Oh, yeah.
What's so funny?
Go take a look at that letter on the bulletin board.
Yeah? Some guy's been slipping under the fence at the track, getting in free, and he started feeling guilty. So he sent the money he owed. Read what he says.
Well, since I have accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, I'm trying to pay everybody back. There was that phrase again, personal savior. They laughed and joked, but I stood there and wondered what power in the world would make somebody do that. As a kid, I had crawled under fences and done even worse things, but I never wanted to repay anyone. All the way home that night, I thought about it, and the next day, too. Someday, I would have to turn over a new leaf, but how?
You gotta be kidding, Mickey. You went to church once?
Well, hard to believe, isn't it? Her dad sang in the choir, so I figured I'd make some points with him.
Hey, did the church fall down?
No, but I sat in the last pew just in case.
Religion is a waste of time.
Well, I didn't understand anything he said. I'm never going back, I'll tell you that.
By the way, Mickey, Have you met the two new girls that moved in the old Palmer house?
No.
They're beauties. I'm talking first class.
Well, have you dated them?
They won't date.
Why not?
They're Christians. They won't go to the movies or anything. I tried to date Sonia, but she wouldn't go out with me.
She'll go out with me.
No, she won't.
Oh, yes, she will.
Here's a dime, and there's a payphone over there. Go call.
Well, it's 10 o'clock at night.
Call anyway.
This is Mickey Carter. Now, maybe you heard of me.
Well, yes, I've heard of you. You're the race car driver.
That's right. You're new in town. I'd like to show you around. How about a date?
The only place I'll go with you is to church.
Church? The roof will fall in if I go in a church building. I can't go to church.
Well, that's too bad, Mickey, because that's the only place I'll go with you.
Listen, I don't drink. Race car drivers don't dare drink.
Well, then you won't mind going to church with me.
Everybody in town knows about my meanness. That's why I can't go to church.
Well, there's a church in Winter Haven. They might not know you over there.
Well, okay, it's a long drive, but I'm game.
Pick me up at 6 o'clock.
What happened?
Nothing to it. I got a date. Naturally, I didn't tell my friend we were going to church. Didn't dare. I went to Sunday evening service with her and didn't like the preacher at all. He seemed to have me pegged. He even pointed his finger at me a few times. When it was over, I couldn't get out the door fast enough.
Well, what did you think of it?
Who gave him the right to talk to people like that, huh? I'd like to meet him in a dark alley sometime.
Why, Mickey, what a thing to say.
Who is he to judge and say most people are wasting their lives?
But it's true. Most people chase after things that don't last. Jesus said, "What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?"
Did you tell him I was coming?
No.
Let's stop for a drink at the drive-in.
I'm sorry, Mickey, but I have to go straight home.
That's too bad. Well, now that we've been to church, how about a real date?
No. The only place I'll go with you is church.
All right. Maybe another Sunday night won't hurt me. I didn't like going to church, but I liked Sonia, so I went back on Sunday night and heard the same thing, week after week. Same thing. Crazy things.
That was good preaching tonight.
I think he's a hypocrite. What right does he have to say we're all sinners?
Well, that's what God says in the Bible, Mickey. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
I've known some good people who don't lie or cheat or steal.
God says there is none righteous. Besides, if you don't know God, if you don't believe that Christ died for your sins, then you have rejected God's sacrifice for your sins. And that's the worst sin of all.
You really believe that, don't you?
With all my heart. Mickey, Christ died for us. How can you ignore something like that? Would you ignore and mock some man or woman who laid down their lives for you?
Oh, no.
Well, Christ died for you. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." He loved us that much, and I love him too, because he first loved us.
If I believe what you folks believe, I would tell everybody. I wouldn't be ashamed.
You mean, if you believe what I believe, You wouldn't be ashamed to openly confess it?
No, it wouldn't bother me one bit to admit the truth if I believed it. We no longer sat in the back pew. We moved up a few rows. And one Sunday night, the pastor began to make sense.
Do you know what the heart of the gospel is? God hates sin, but he loves you so much that he sent Jesus to die in your place on the cross for your sins. When you believe that in your heart, then you are born again. You see, God looks into the heart and he knows whether or not you believe. And the moment you do believe and confess openly that Jesus died for your sins, God puts his spirit in you. And that's what the new birth is all about. A new beginning. You start over, this time with God to help you live the way he wants you to live. John chapter 3, verse 17 says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved."
As I sat there listening, I had a change of attitude. The gospel became personal to me. I saw that God loved me, that Christ died for my sins. But there was something missing, something else I wanted to hear. The preacher gave an invitation to come forward and accept Jesus as Savior, but I didn't move until the service was over. Then my girlfriend was forgotten as I ran back to be the first person to shake his hand.
How are you tonight, Mickey?
Great. I believe what you preached tonight, Pastor.
Are you telling me you would like to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
That's it. That's the word. That's what I want to do.
If you really mean it, you go home and read Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. And then you come back Wednesday night. When I give the invitation, you walk down the aisle openly, okay?
Well, what does Romans chapter 10 say?
Oh, a whole lot. But verses 9 and 10 say this. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
I came back Wednesday night, stood in the back, and sang the invitation song. When it came time to walk down the aisle, I thought about my pride and people laughing at me. And then the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart, reminding me that I had bragged, how I wouldn't be ashamed to confess if I believed. And I believed. So I headed down the aisle and gave my life to Christ.
Oh, I'm really thrilled with your decision, Mickey.
I'm still amazed. You have no idea how much resistance I felt.
Oh, I know. That's just Satan trying to discourage you. But God says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
All those people came up to me afterward and said they were praying for me. Blew me away. They didn't even know me.
They knew you were lost. That's all that mattered.
I'm not anymore.
Start reading your Bible, Mickey.
Wait till I tell Grandma. She's been after me for years. Every time I'd leave the house, she'd sit by the door reading that Bible of hers out loud so I'd hear. Used to make me so mad.
She did the right thing. God's word does not return to him void.
What does that mean?
It means his word accomplishes whatever he wants when he sends it out for someone to hear. And what he wants is repentance.
Oh, he's really awesome, isn't he? I've always known that. I just never knew how much he loved us. God convicted me to quit racing cars, and less than a year later, Sonia and I were married. I served in the church in every capacity, Sunday school teacher, deacon, and youth leader, but I felt burdened to do more. One night, I went out under the stars to feed my dog, and God spoke to my heart again. That's a good doggy. Here's some food for you. You really depend on me, don't you? Well, that's okay, boy. I depend on God the same way. He provides everything I need. Jesus said, "If you love me, feed my sheep." I love you, Lord. If you want me to feed your sheep, the bread of life, I will. Well,
I better go tell Sonia God has called me to preach. I've been a pastor for the past 27 years. Our church started with a handful of people and has grown to more than 2,000 with many ministries such as day school, college, youth camp, and a gospel radio station, all located in Haines City, Florida. The race that I'm in now is to win souls to Christ, and it's the only race worth running.
Friend, you too can know Christ as your personal Savior. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 makes this promise. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. If you would like to have new life in Christ, pray with us right now. Lord, I confess that I am a sinner and cannot save myself. I want a change, and I believe you sent Jesus to die in my place. I believe he rose from the dead and will live in my heart to give me eternal life. Save me, Lord. Come into my heart and teach me your ways. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus. If you prayed with us, my friend, then you are by faith a child of God. Find a good Bible-teaching church and read the Bible, and please let us know so we can rejoice with you. The address, Pacific Garden Mission, Chicago, Illinois, 60605. The telephone number in Chicago, area 312-922-1462. Email can be sent to unshackled@pgm.org. Don't keep Unshackled to yourself. Tell others how these true testimonies enrich your life. And tell the manager of this station that you hope they continue to broadcast Unshackled. This is program number 2,504. Heard in the true story of Mickey Carter were Larry Moran, Nancy Baird, Peter Zinn, P.J. Burns, and Helen Cutting. Original music, Ralph Colburn. Sound, Nick Aloisio. Engineer, Ed Webb. Script by Kenitha Gabler. And I'm Bob O'Donnell. Unshackled is produced by Pacific Garden Mission to show through true stories that if your life is empty, it can be filled to overflowing. Your letter is important to us, so please write today. The address, Pacific Garden Mission, Chicago, Illinois, 60605. Feeling down, call Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago and talk with someone who cares. 312-922-1462. Someone is waiting for your call. 312-922-1462.